What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. Today, we are on episode 64, and we're talking about why does nationality matter? Because when you start talking about who true Israel is, a lot of people jump up and say, it doesn't matter who's who in the Bible. You know, we're all in Christ and all of that. And I talked to you a couple episodes back about replacement theology, and one of the scriptures they use in Galatians chapter 3, verses 28 and 29, about how there's neither Jew nor Greek, nor, you know, male or female, bond or free. We're all united in Christ Jesus. That's basically what the scripture was stating. And so people will take that and say, you know, the nationality stuff don't matter. So why does it matter? Well, it matters because 3/4 of the Bible talks about a nation called Israel, who God formed. And we see, as I read in Romans chapter 11, the whole chapter in the replacement theology sermon, that God is not done with Israel. So we need to know who Israel is. And then you see in Revelations, it's talking about Israel. So you need to know who the true Israelites are. Because if you don't, and you think that the ones that are Ashkenazi, Khazar, these fake Jews who are in the state of Israel, which is really Palestine currently, you're going to get messed up when you look at prophecies and you try to put together what God is about to do, you know. So it's important to understand who Israel is. But I want to read a letter from a reader who used to be a reader. They unsubscribed after I responded to him. This is an Asian reader. This was he sent this email to me in February of 2018. And I just want to read what he said in my response. And this is what you'll get as you begin to talk about, you know, who true Israel is and that they're the black man. You'll get responses like this. And I've got tons of responses like this over the years since I posted this information on my site in 2015. Every now and then somebody will come and say stuff like this to me. I'm going to read this for you. I'm not going to say his name. Hi, Neil. I just wanted to send a brief thank you message for your website. The information is very useful, and you have a good way of making it accessible and easy to understand. My only comment, if I may, is that some readers may be confused about the Black Israelite concept. I don't know enough about this subject to speak on it, but some readers may get confused by this and then skip over the rest of the content because of it. They may already have in mind what a Jew looks like, etc. Just something to consider, and if it helps shift the reader more to the heavenly rather than our earthly identification, then I'm glad to have shared. Overall, the message you have, especially preaching on the kingdom and sin, is sound. I salute you for the effort and wish you well, and that God blesses you through your ministry. So this sounds like a nice email, but he's taking shots at Israel. He says, overall, the message you have, especially preaching on the kingdom and sin, is sound. But obviously, he doesn't believe the teaching on the Israelites and who the true Israelites are is not sound. That's what he's implying here. Also, he says people may be confused because they think what they already know a Jew to look like. And so you shouldn't kind of mess with that. Just let people kind of believe that, you know. So little stuff like that is being said in here. He's saying that people may skip over your content because they may be confused about the Israelites. So they're basically telling me that somebody reading this website, all this good stuff about overcoming sin and all of that stuff, but then they come across the Israelites, they're going to stop reading the whole website and leave because that's going to bother them and confuse them. I think that's what he feels personally, you know, but who knows. But based off of what he's saying, I was offended with this email and I responded, and I'm going to read what I said to him. Because I've gotten emails similar to this in the past, and I continue to get emails about it. Don't talk about Israel. You can talk about sin and all this. Don't talk about Israel. Don't talk about who true Israelites are. And this guy's an Asian dude. He seems to have his own quote unquote ministry as well. But this is my response. This ministry is led by the Holy Spirit of the Most High God. If he sees fit to reveal the true origins of so-called black people, who are you to suggest I don't follow his command and publish that content or that information? When the enemy sends people like yourself to persuade me to tone down or change our message in any way, I know we're on the right track. It encourages me to continue. You're free to disagree and to have an opinion, but when you reach out like this, this is when you get into trouble. Did you really think I'd consider your suggestion? Most Gentile Christians like yourself reject the truth of who true Israel is because you lack the Spirit of God who guides us into all truth. Nationality matters greatly, or 3/4 of the Bible would not have talked about the nation of Israel. There will be multiple nations in the kingdom of God when it's established on earth. So this is an earthly thing as much as it is a heavenly thing. Okay, he want to make like we just need to stay in the spirit and never deal with concrete earthly things. And I'm like, no, this is we're going to be reigning on earth. There's going to be nations on earth. God is going to bring his kingdom on earth. You know what I'm saying? I go on to say, you're ignorant and I doubt you even read our proof articles on the subject. And of course, there's an entire article, Why I Believe Black People Are the Israelites. I give some of the same things I talked about in my last sermon. In that article, I break down Deuteronomy 28. I link to other sources as well, which I'm going to be talking about going forward in this series. And so how is it that you don't really know? I mean, did you look at the information? Now, if you say if you got the Spirit of God, you would understand that, hey, this is the truth. But like I said, he didn't have the Spirit of God. I continue on and say, you said yourself that you don't know much about it. Then why email your concern disapproval on something you haven't even researched? To be clear, I don't care if we lose readers, because he mentioned that. He kind of implied that people would stop reading my website because of the Israelite content. And I go on to say, this ministry will retain those God sent to hear the truth, and it will repel those who don't want the truth. I'm only concerned with doing the will of God and not how many readers we have. You've implied that our ethnicity shouldn't even be discussed, regardless of the fact that we play a major role in the kingdom of God. Such comments are ignorant and disrespectful. You need to repent and keep your comments like this to yourself. That was the end of my response to him. Later on, I realized he had unsubscribed from the reader list, the mailing list. So I'm not bothered by that, but this is the attitude. A lot of so-called Christians or followers of God, when they come across this information, they are offended. They don't like to hear that, hey, the black people are actually those people in the Bible I've been reading all this time, and the ones over there that's faking it. You know, now he want to throw out that he don't know and all this kind of stuff, but I believe he does. He just don't want to accept it. And he goes out his way to write an email like this. And if he was a genuine person who really wanted to know, just do some research before you email somebody like me about it. The information is on the site, and there's links to other information that give you the background for why we're saying this stuff, you know. But he decided he's not going to even read that. It sounds like he didn't even really look into any of the articles or anything like that. And so he kind of says that I don't want to hear about black people being anything other than what they are now. That's kind of what's being projected by some people. And I get this from people often. So this ministry is going to continue to talk about it, who the true Israelites are. We're going to talk about the fake ones, too. And that's the will of God for this ministry. OK, now I'm not going to stay on this topic. It's not going to be my whole ministry. As you know, this is just a series that I'm going through. And back then when I was talking about Israel, that was a series that was called The Secret of Racism, where I just discussed a little bit about racism. And I think it was about, it might have been 12 parts, I believe. I forget how long that was, but God has me in series, and then I come out and I do something else. That's how it works. This ministry is primarily about walking in the Spirit, being born again, understanding God, and pleasing God. That's what it's all about. So, but we got to talk about Israel. We got to talk about who true Israel is. Get your Bible out. Put your finger between Genesis and Malachi, right before Matthew. And see how thick that is compared to the New Testament. You're going to see, you're going to have about 3/4 of your Bible is all Old Testament. And all of that is talking about Israel, this nation of Israel. All right. Then you got this little New Testament with a few letters to people in the Gospels and Revelations. And you're looking at why is the other side of the book, Old Testament, so much bigger than Because that's important, and that's in the Bible. And it's not even mentioned in the Apocrypha and all these other books that are really Old Testament. They're not even new. So you're talking about a whole bunch of history about a nation, and you want to act like the nation of Israel is not important and ethnicity don't matter. Come on. All right. I mean, that's something all the other surrounding nations don't want to hear about. They don't want to hear about who true Israel. They don't want to deal with it. You know, and a lot of black people, too. You know, you'll tell them, they'll say the same thing. Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. We're all in Christ, whatever. This book that he gave us, this Bible, is talking about Israel for the great majority of it. Then he switches to the other nations, okay? So that's why it matters. That's why ethnicity matters, okay? And it's an earthly thing and it's a spiritual thing. And we need to understand who's who. And just like they always use the scripture to support the fake Jews over in Palestine, and they say you need to, but if you bless Israel, God will bless you. You need to start blessing black folks because those are the true Israelites. When you see them, I'm talking about you Gentiles now, respect black folks. They the people of God. They in a bad shape right now, but they the people of God. Respect them. Leave them alone. Don't join in racism and mistreating them when other white folks or other nations are mistreating them. Leave them alone. Respect them. Pray for them. That's the least you can do. Okay? And watch how everything unfolds and the world is shown that these are the true people. And those ones that over there, they're faking it. All right. And hopefully America wakes up and realizes that these Jews have been messing up their country. But the bottom line is, that's why nationality matters. So I just wanted to share that because, you know, I know I'm going to get more emails and more stuff from people talking about you shouldn't be talking about this. Now I'm going to talk about it because that's what God wants me to talk about. All right. The Holy Spirit guides you into all truth. All right. And so this ministry is about all truth. And one of the truths is that black people are the true Israelites. All right. The so-called Negro, the so-called African-American, the man who was and woman who was, you know, brought over here in chains and made to build this country, America, and all the other countries that they were sent to. OK, that's the truth. Now, if you read any other of my articles about black Hebrew Israelites, a lot of other stuff that the groups who believe this same thing teach is not correct. You know, the white man's the devil and he's, you know, he's not, he can't have salvation. You got to keep the law in order to be saved. All this other weird stuff they teach. We're not about that. We don't teach that here. Okay. If you want to know what we teach, you can go to our website and go to the belief section and just type in, or just type in search beliefs and you'll get what we believe. But ultimately, we believe that you ought to walk in the spirit in order to be pleasing to God. That's how you please God. You walk in the spirit. You got to get born again first. That's what Jesus told one of the Pharisees. He came to him at night. He said, what must I do? Be born again. That's what we teach. And a lot of Israelites, they wake up to who their heritage are and they start, oh, I'm an Israelite. I'm an Israelite. And they're so into that. They email me and they talk about, you know, their DNA results. And they say, I'm an Israelite. I'm an Israelite. I say, yeah, good for you. They say, what should I do next? I say, get born again. Okay, that's what I say. Get born again. Get to know the God who established you and created you. This is the only nation that was formed by God. All the other ones did their own thing. The only one that said, God said, okay, I'm going to make a nation out of you, Abraham. And he formed us and he took care of us and protected us. And then he cursed us when we did not fulfill his command. So we're the only nation that was scattered by God who he had a hand in that, and we're the only nation who can only be put back together and be unified by God. All right. So in the meantime, if you want to be unified and want to be back in right standing with God, walk in the spirit. If you're not born again, and I keep saying that to people because a lot of people just got religion. They ain't been born again. You got to really check yourself. I went to church with a lot of people for 7 years. I was in that, and I don't consider anybody in there actually born again because of their behavior, their attitude towards God, and their respect for God. They didn't have it. All right. We have to be born again. You'll see your lifestyle change dramatically. How you are towards the Lord and how you are to other people will change. It'll be a testimony. Okay. But I tell Israelites all the time, be born again. Gentiles, nationality matters, or the Bible wouldn't be so much packed about Israel. All right. So respect Israel, respect the black man when you see him. Don't participate in things that would cause his harm, and be blessed, okay? Once again, if you're not born again, read the gospel, believe it, and be born again, and be blessed. And if you are a child of God, continue to walk in the Spirit. All right, until next time, be blessed. Our next sermon, we'll be talking about some proofs that's outside the Bible that refer to black people being the Israelites, okay? So we're going to get outside the Bible, because a lot of people, they like, well, the Bible, I don't know about the Bible. Okay, well, here's some information that will show you who the Israelites are aside from the book, okay? So stay tuned for that.